Grandma and Grandpa came to have dinner. I don't know their ages, but they're Grandma and Grandpa. They have many grandchildren. And the grandmother says, let me tell you a little story. She says, my father was in Germany on Kristallnacht. He says, on that night, his father, I mean, she's saying by her grandfather, the Nazis, Yimach Shaman, were looking for her grandfather. They knew he was. He was an officer, I guess, in World War I. And they were looking for my grandfather. Because my grandfather knew this, I think he jumped out the window before they came, so the Nazis come, he wouldn't be in the house. He says, the Nazis went through my grandparents' house, my father as a kid, his house, and they took, and they were looking for my grandfather. So they started turning things upside down and pushing things aside, and they had in their hands swords and axes, and they started smashing the furniture and breaking things in order to find my grandfather, and I guess kill him. But they never were able to find him because he had run away. She said, right after Kristallnacht, my grandparents took their furniture and shipped it to America because they wanted to come to America. But before they had a chance to come to America, they were taken to concentration camps in France. She says they were in France for a few years in the concentration camp, and ultimately they were freed and they came to America. And they were kind of united with their furniture. She says, my grandmother had this one buffet that she had from Europe, and she kept that buffet from Germany, and she kept that buffet. And she says, and a few years ago, her grandmother passed away, her mother passed away. She says, a few years ago, I got this buffet. It might be 100 years old. She says, but what's unique about this buffet is it has the axe marks of the Nazis in the table. And you can see the cracks, and you can see the holes, and you can see the shattering. She says, and I take that buffet, and I put it in my dining room. And every Friday night, I light my Shabbat candles on that buffet. Then the husband says, when we first got this to our house a few years ago, she says, it came around Pesach time. And when we're sitting at the seder, I brought the table to the seder, and he said, I had every one of my children and grandchildren put their fingers on the cracks and feel it, and feel the axe marks, so that they realize, Bechol dor vador omdim alenu l'chalotenu, every generation they come against us to fight us, and we always ultimately win. Feel the cracks, feel what they tried to do to this family. These cracks represent what they wanted to do to your great-grandfather. Feel it, and know the ultimate result is that buffet has candles being lit on it every Friday night. Every one of us has to have that image in our mind. When you go and you step in front of your candles every Friday afternoon, you have war scars. You have, at times, you have those colors that generals have that sort of represent the battles you've been through and the wars you've waged and the struggles that you've overcome. And you light those candles every Friday afternoon to say, Hashem, we overcome. You always bring light in our darkness.